So the gospel brings us back to Easter Sunday. In Luke's version of what happened on that day, we have in today's gospel the second half of the Emmaus story. And on Easter Sunday morning, those two disciples of Jesus, after they witnessed the crucifixion, were dejected, had lost hope, and they were leaving Jerusalem on their way to Emmaus. And for Luke's gospel, Luke's story, everything points towards Jerusalem as the place of encounter with the Lord. And at one point, it tells us that Jesus, as he left Galilee, set his heart, he was set like flint, with resolute determination to go to Jerusalem as this place of encounter. And on Easter Sunday morning, these two disciples were leaving Jerusalem. Their hopes were crushed. And along that way, Christ accompanied them. Christ walked alongside them and had the first Mass. He opened the scriptures, explained to them what had taken place in the Old Testament, and then he had the supper. He broke the bread. And in the midst of the breaking of the bread, the eyes were opened and they were able to recognize Jesus. Which brings us to today's gospel. As they ran back to tell their friends of their experience at the first Mass. How many of us will leave today and run back to tell our friends of the experience we had at Mass, that our hearts were opened and set on fire because the scriptures were proclaimed to us and we encountered the risen Lord in the Holy Eucharist? Because Jesus says at the end of the gospel, you will be witnesses of these things. St. Peter in the first reading said, of this we are witnesses. Witnesses to the resurrection. Witnesses to the life-saving power and message of Jesus Christ. Where St. Peter would say, you handed him over. You delivered him. The author of life you put to death. Very condemning the words of St. Peter. Where St. John would tell us in the second reading, that if you claim to know God, but you don't follow his commandments, you are a liar. Not the softest, nicest words from our early church, from the first bishops. Reminding them, and in turn reminding us, of the reality of sin. And it's not that we continually want to harp on sin, but without sin, without the rejection, without the hypocrisy and the duplicity of our lives, the resurrection is meaningless. What do I need to be saved from? Why does it matter if I can see and touch the wounds of Jesus? If I wasn't locked in my sin, helpless, like the two disciples leaving the place of encounter because I had lost all hope, if Christ never came to accompany me and walk alongside me, then what good is any of this? That's what St. John says. I'm writing this letter to you, my little children, so that you won't sin, so that you will stop sinning. And you don't have to live the life of sin ever again. You never have to sin. That's what St. John is trying to tell them and tell us. Don't sin. Christ came for the repentance, for the reconciliation of the world. But St. John says, if you do sin, you have an advocate with the Father. Jesus Christ is your advocate. Jesus tells us in John's gospel that when he dies and goes to the Father, he will send another advocate, the Holy Spirit. But Christ is our first advocate. And that word in Greek means that he walks alongside us. Just like he did the two disciples on their way to Emmaus. Christ walks alongside us in our daily journey. And that journey begins in our baptism, when we are washed free from all sin and become a temple, a dwelling place of God. And from that moment on, we have an advocate that we're never alone on our journey ever again. And this is the things that we witness too. That I was one way, then I encountered Jesus, And now I'm a new way. And I never have to be the old way again because of Jesus. So when we're called to a life of radical discipleship, of surrendering everything, leaving it all behind to follow Jesus so that we can be his witness to the world, this is what we tell. I have encountered Christ. Just like the gospel. Why are you troubled? Why do questions arise in your heart? Why don't you believe me? I told you this was going to happen. Why are you surprised? Come see. Draw close. Look at my wounds. Touch me. Give me some food to eat. It's really me. I am here. See me. Be with me. Allow me to be with you. Do we live our life? Is our life a witness to the reality of the risen God living amongst us, walking alongside us? To what are we witnessing? What have we experienced that we want to share with the world? If we do our examination, take an inventory of the choices and the things we've done in the last 24 hours, to what and to whom have we witnessed? What experiences have we shared? Where does Jesus and the life-saving message of the gospel rank on that list? Because that's the only message that counts. It's the only message that means anything. It's the only message that we really need to hear. That Christ will set us free. Christ has set us free, and we never have to go back to the old way again. This closeness of Jesus, how tangible he is, desiring them and us to touch him. You know, sometimes we hear people who claim to be spiritual, that they live according to some spiritual practices, but they're not religious, that they don't buy into organized religion. That it's just me and this God that lives somewhere out there. That's not the Christian message. And there's nothing salvific about that. It's because Jesus was fully human. And that his humanity, and in turn our humanity, has been reunited with God the Father, that we have life. That he is the author of life who was put to death, but God raised him up. But God can bring dead things back to life. Is this our testimony? Is this our witness? No matter what you're going through, no matter what's going on in the world, but God is enough. Do we believe this and do we live our life in such a way? Or do we get so enwrapped in the passing pleasures of the world, of the scroll through media, that makes us believe that we have an attachment and an encounter with things going on in the world, whether it's politicians or celebrities, that I know what's happening, that I try to witness to those kind of things, I share those experiences, but the most important encounter I've ever had is rarely mentioned. This is what this season of Easter is all about. And that's what this encounter, this being accompanied by Jesus, should bring us to. I was one way, and now I'm a new way. I don't know what happened. Jesus came into my life and changed everything. This should be a story that we all can tell. I've truly encountered Christ. That through the sacraments, through the scriptures, I hear his voice saying, come, look at me, see me, touch me, I am here. That I come to Mass and I relive this reality. And my life is renewed in the Spirit. And then I tell everyone. You know, the word witness in Greek is martyr. And we know today the martyrs are those men and women, those saints who gave their life for the sake of the gospel. because that became the best testament to the reality of what Jesus is. I'm willing to die in this life because I know I'm going to live with him forever in that life. It's so easy for us to cling to this life that we're afraid to lose this life and we forget about that life. But those of us who've experienced it, and I know many of us have, this parish is an amazing encounter, place of encounter with the Lord. We were growing constantly. The joy and the enthusiasm in this place, in this parish, is a result of the encounter with Jesus. John said, if you claim to know God, but you don't keep his commandments, then you're a liar. We are keeping his commandments. There is fruitfulness present among us every time we come to this parish. That we are becoming true disciples. That we have the message the world needs to hear. Be bold in your testimony. Be bold in your witness. I was one way and now I'm a new way. I have touched Jesus and Jesus has touched me and he walks with me along the way. He has let the light of his face shine upon me. And I want to share that light with you. The message of Christ is one of repentance, restoration, and resurrection. The world needs that message. Our families need this message. As we continue in this Mass, and for those of us who are prepared, as we come to receive Jesus, allow him to touch you. Allow him to restore you, to renew you, to refresh you. And then go out into the world and be a witness of these things. Amen.